Okay, so we're up to Perek Memtes Pasuk Yudalit. Okay, Memtes Yudalit Vatemer Tzion Azavani Hashem. Tzion is complaining. Tzion says that Hashem has abandoned me. VaHashem Shechichoni, Hashem has forgotten me. This is the complaint that Tzion brings forth. The Hashem responds in Pasuk Tes Vav. Hashem says it's not so. Hasishkach Isha Ulah. Now, by the way, when we say over at Sion, we're referring to the people that live in Sion. Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is saying that how could it possibly be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgotten us? We're in Golus. Hashem responds in Pasuk Tes Vav. Hasishkach Isha Ulah. Does a woman forget her child? Ulah means an infant. Merachem Ben Bitna. Does a woman forget from having compassion upon the product of her womb? So then Hashem goes on to say, even, in other words, it's a rhetorical question, of course not, that we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like what an infant is to a mother, what the pre-bitna, the fruit of the womb, is to a mother. And just like a mother does not forget about her children, it is impossible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forget about us. And then the Pasuk says, and even if there would be such a thing where a woman would forget about her children, gam ela sishkachna, even if it would be possible for a mother to forget about her child, but it would never happen, v'yanuchi lo yeshkachich, I still would never forget about my nation. It's a very beautiful, powerful pasuk that it's impossible for the Shbaruch Hu to forget about us. Pasuk tes zayin hein al kapayim chakoy sich, I have etched the remembrance of you, of Klal Yisrael, upon my palm. Choy moisayich negdi son tamid, and your walls, the walls of Yerushalayim, are always in front of me. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that you are always before me. I will never forget you. Pasuk Yudzayin, miharubonayich mehorsayich umachalivayich mimeich yitra. Here, this is a bit of Musar to Klal Yisrael. Let's see the mitzvahs of Pasuk Yudzayin. Miharubonayich Yoise mehera shachu b'nei tzion es arza me mishayeshkach ani. If anyone is forgetting, it's not Hashem who is forgetting, it is you, my people, who have forgotten me, who are forgotten your land. So how HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here is turning the tables on us. We start out in the beginning of the section of complaining that Hashem has forgotten us, and Hashem says, no such thing, I don't forget you. Even if you're my children, and even if a woman, mother, would forget her child, I would not forget you. And if anyone is doing the forgetting, it's you. Mi haru bonayich, my children, they are the ones that are swift to forget. You have to add the word forgetting into these words of the pasuk. You have to, it's like a pasuk chaser, it's missing, according to the mitzvah, this Rashi learns a little bit differently, but let's go one step at a time. Mi Mirsaych means your buildings that have been demolished. Umacharivayich, and your churbanos, the destruction, mimeche tseyu, has come forth from you. You have no one to blame for the churban other than yourself. Let's again see the mitzvahs. Mirsaych, hamehorasim vehamacharivim, oisach yetsu mimcha, rotzulaymar. If you want to blame someone for the korban, blame no one but yourself. You are the cause. You are the cause of the korban. Lift up your eyes all around you and see. Kulam nikbitzu vaholach. And here again, Hashem refers to the geula. Lift up your eyes and see that the geula is coming. With her. See, lift up, sub all around in Achirazu and see, Kulam Nikbutsu Voloch, all of your children are being gathered and they're coming to you, Tzion. They are returning, Chai Ani. Hashem says, I swear by my life, Nu'um Hashem, the word of Hashem, Ki Kulam Ka'adit Silbashi, all of them will be adorned in jewelry. Adi means jewelry, they'll wear jewelry. Vesak Ve Usik Hashirim Kakala, and they will tie themselves with their chutim. These are like the certain types of ornaments, like a bride. Let's see if we have the mesudas. Usik hasherim Tiksha oisam b'tzavarecha. They will tie these ornaments of the previous part of the pasuk Adi around your neck, l'noi, for beauty, kikshure kala, like what a kala puts around her neck. And what is that? So the Mishnah explains, v'heim they are chuti chameshi, shakasherish v'chem sar, which are different objects of silk which a kala wraps around her here. Pasuk Yutes, ki chor v'saych v'sh, your ruins, the show mimosaych the eretz hariso seich, because three different expressions: the ruins, the show mimosaych, and also an expression of shemama, things that have been destroyed. The eretz hariso seich, and the land that has been demolished. Ki aton now teitzri miyoshev, now it will be, v'rachakum mival oyach. Let's see the mitzudas. Pasuk Yutes. Ki charvosaych rotzulaymar ki daigas char chorvosaych the show mimayich. The daiga, the worry of your ruins, lo tid agi od, no longer will you worry. Ki ata yu kulam yushavas ashteit sara uduchukam yuav yoshvecha. So teitzri means, very interesting, it means that you're going to have, there's going to be a shortage of space. There are going to be so many people who want to return and to live in Eretz Yisrael, there will not be enough apartments, enough places for everyone to live. You will be compressed. You will be the lashon of tsar v'doichik. You will be confined in where you will live because there are going to be so many people that will want to return to your land. Berachakum mevalayich hamashchisim oitzach. Berach means to be distilled. There will be at a distance those people that want to destroy you. In the past, you have many enemies that are trying to destroy you. At this point in time, they will all know. They will all be at a great distance. Hamashchisim oitzach yu meruchakim b'kseh aretz. They will be at a distance from the ends of the earth. Below, Yavoyu Megolech will not come into your bounds. One more time, the pasuk Yutes, ki chor vosach v'sho mimosach v'eretz harisuseich. The no longer will you have. You have to add a few words into the pasuk according to the Mishnah. No longer will you have any worries about your cities that have been ruined, been destroyed, have been demolished. That will no longer be a concern of yours anymore. Just the opposite. The land will be restored, rebuilt, will blossom, and now you'll have other problems, good problems. Problems are, there'll be so many people who will want to live in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have a shortage of space. Ki ato teitzri miyoshev, you will be compressed from the number of people that are living in your land, v'rachum mivaleich, and those that mival oich, those that wanted to destroy you. Mivaleich means hashchasa, bila, to swallow, will be distant, will be far away, your enemies will be at a distance, but the people that love you and want to join you will come close, and you'll search for them to find place where they can live. Pasuk Chaf, od yomu v'oznaich, b'nei shikuloich, tsar li hamokum g'shol li v'esheva. It will be said once again, let's see right away the Mitzvah Pasuk Chaf, yomu v'oznaich, rotzlema v'oznaich, tishma asher yomu habonim asher ha'yisa shkul mehem, the children that in the past that you were bereaved from, that in the past, in your past sorrows, you lost your children, all of the inhabitants of Yerushalayim went to exile, but now those children will return. Could be a veiled reference to the Aseres HaShvatim that will come back in the time of Mashiach. It will be heard in your ears from the Bnei Shikula concerning the children that you thought that you were denied of. Tsar li hamakom, there's not enough space. Everyone is fighting to get into Yerushalayim. Gesholi, come close, v'yesheva. One will say to his friend, come close, so that, and v'yesheva, and live with us. You will search out places to live. Kepasuch Afalef, Yamart Bilavavech, you'll say in your heart, Mi Yala Lias Ela, you'll say to your heart, where do all these children come from? It will be such an incredible miracle. There will be so many children at this point in time. You'll say, how did these children come about? Mi Yala Lias Ela, Vani Shakula Vagalmuda, and in the past I was Shakula Vagalmuda, I was all alone, bereaved, and Galmuda means alone as well. Yechidis, goyla v'sura, goyl in exile. Sura means turned away. Ve'elam mi gidel, who have raised these children. Hein ani nisharti levadi, Eila Eifohem, where did these children come from? So this pasuk is expressing the great miracle that's going to happen to HaMashiach, that we're not going to even believe that there are, that all of these, the kibbutz, nidchei, amo Yisrael, from the Dalet Kanfas Aretz, that we have so many lost Jews all over the world that have now returned us. And it's the, here we have, let's read the pasuk, a lot of expressions in this pasuk. We're going to see the mitzvahs first, then we'll go back to the pasuk. Mi yulad Eila, Ratzel Leimar, Meheichen Bo Am Rav, because where did all these people come from? Ani Shekula, Haloi Ze Yomim Rav, Hayisi Shekula Mehem V'Yechidus. For so many years, I was bereaved from these people. I was all alone. Gula V'Sura, Haloi Bonai Golu V'Sodu Mimeni. My children went into exile. They turned away from me. And now look what's happening. Eila Eifohem. Eila Haboy Me Eza Mokombo. Where in the world do these people come from? That is what's going to happen at the time of Mashiach. We see it happening now, where there's an enormous, a very large number of people which are seeking to come and live in Eretz Yisrael. And there's an issue, where are they going to live? Where is their space for all of these people? One more time. So Yamarta Bilovech, you'll send your words. One more time with the Pasuk Chafalof, you'll send your heart. Mi Yolan Li Es Eila. When Mashiach comes, when everyone comes and makes Aliyah, the residents of Eretz Yisrael will say, who Yolan Li Es Eila? Where did these people come from? Who gave birth to them? Vani Shekula V'Galmuda. But I, all of these years, was, it was as if these people did not exist. They died. V'Galmuda. I was all alone. Gola. My children were in exile. V'Sura. They turned away from me. And now look what's happening. The Elim Migidel. How do these people even exist all of these years? Who raised them? Hey, Nani Nishati Levadi. In the past, I was all alone. Eila Eifohim. Where do these people come from that we have such a large, enormous population? Pasuk HaBeis. Koyamar Hashem Elokim. So says Hashem Elokim. Hinei Eso Elgoyim Yodi. Hashem says, I'm going to lift up my hand to the nations. I will lift up to the nations my flag, and I will bring my children with the corner of my garment. Chosen means kenaf habeget, uvnosayich, and my daughters al kosef tinoseno. I will lift them up on the kosef, on the shoulder. On my shoulder, I will lift them up. Again, it's the expression describing the kibbutz Golios. And kings will be your nurses. This sorosehem minikosach. Different expression. Oymen means oymen es hadasa, like a nanny. He raised. Oymen means to raise. And a menik is a nurse, a wet nurse. And their prince will be as if they are nurses. Meniko Saich, Apayim. Apayim means of our face. When the Mitzudos here says, Amonayich Kain Tikra Migdal Tinaikas Kimokasha Yisohim and Sayonik. Okay, there is no, what is the middle of here? Let me just quickly Pasuk of Gimel in the Mitzudos. The Hoyu Melachim, no, there is no Mitzudos, so I'm not sure, what is the middle of here? Apayim. Meniko Saich Apayim. That goes to the next expression. Apayim Eretz Yishtachavulach. They will bow down with their face to the earth. The Afar Raglayim Yilachaku, and they will lick the dust of the earth. The Yodat Kiani Hashem Ayim Hashem Asher Lo Yevoshu Ko Voy, and those that yearn for me will no longer be embarrassed. So this is a beautiful positive describing what's going to be the kibbutz goals. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say that everyone will return to Eretz Yisrael, and all of the princes and the kings and the leaders of the earth will assist in returning us to Eretz Yisrael, and they will serve for us as people who care for us, and they will bow down to us, and they will lick the dust of the earth, and everyone will recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and my nation will not be embarrassed. Pasuk Chof Dalid. Hayukach migibor malkoyach. Okay, pasuk of Dal. Let's see the mitzvahs. Hayukach rotzul loymar kisur matem loymar v'chi evsho lekachas miyad miyad osu hagibor es hamalkoyach shesh. What? Hayukach miyad esav hagibor es hamalkoyach sholos. Hamalkoyach is the captivity. Hayukach migibar malkoyach. Can you take away from the gibar his captivity, his the spoils of war? V'yim shvi tzadik imoled. Will the captivity of the tzadik will it escape? So what exactly does that mean? Let's see the besudas in more detail. Pasuk of Dalid. Hayukach rotzal loymar kisvudim atem loymar. You thought. V'chi efsha lokachas miyad esav hagibor esam alkech shasholol. Is it possible to retrieve from Esav the spoils that he has captured? In other words, Esav Edom has destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He has taken away Klal Yisrael into Golus. He has taken all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Is it possible for Klal Yisrael to come back to the land, for the Golios to return, for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, to restore from the hands of Esav what he has taken? Hayukach migibor malkoyach v'yim shvi tzadik imolet. Next part of the Mitzvah v'chi shvi v'chi efshel imolet miyodoy es shvi sheshova es Yaakov hatzadik. Is it possible to take the shvi tzadik? The shvi tzadik means what? Is just a parallel to the malkoyach, the spoils of the tzadik. Can it escape from the hands of Esav? In other words, is it possible for there to be such a thing as the coming of Mashiach? So Pasuk Chafei says yes. Kichoy Amar Hashem, Gam Shvi Gibor Yukach. Yes, the captivity that has been of the Gibor Yukach will be taken. Umalkoyach Oritz. Oritz means the mighty one, the tyrant. Yimolate will escape. The yes, Yirivech Anochi Orif, and your quarrel I will take up. Yes, Banayich, and your children Anochi Oshia, I will save your children. So the answer is yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I indeed will save you from the hand of Esav. Let's see over here, the Mitzvah is Pasuk Chafei. Yichoy Amar, Ratz Lamer, Ava Loichein, Hu Tznatzok, Yichoy Amar Hashem, Shagam Ze'ev Sholokachas HaShevi Miyad Esav, Hagiba Vivma Ulahamlet, Hamal Koyach Mer Oritz, it will happen. V'yes Yirivcha, your quarrel, Im Hamerivim Becha, Arivani, those that quarrel with you, I will quarrel, I will take up your fight. Pasuk Chavav, V'ha'achalti es monayich es besaram, and I will feed monayich. Monayich here means the quarrel. Let's see the mitzudas chavav v'achalti lahachios haruuyos lechol basar achil es. Those that quarrel with you, I will consume. Let's see the next words. Es bisaram, l'toysef es beyor, omar sheyachil es bisaram, v'chasista mam yishkaru. You know what? All right, let's just try to finish up this one last pasuk. V'achalti es monayich es bisaram. Monayich means the people that quarrel with you, I will cause them to eat up their own flesh. V'cheosis damam yishkarun. And osis is to be crushed. I will cause that their blood will be the cheosis damam, and their blood, which has been pressed, they will drink. Your enemies will consume them, will eat up themselves. The Yadu Chol Basar, and all flesh will know Ki Ani Hashem Moshiach V'Goyalech Avir Yaakov. So again, the whole pasuk here means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the enemies that have tormented us and have caused us harm, they will eat themselves up, according to the Mitzudos. V'achalti es monayach es bismal, feed your monarch, your enemies, their own flesh. U'chasis tamam, and their blood, which will be pressed and squeezed and crushed, yishkarun, they will drink themselves. And when that happens, the whole world will know, v'yodu kol basar ki ani Hashem Moshiach, I am your Savior, v'goyalech aver Yaakov. Rashi learns that they'll be eaten up by the animals. Doesn't mean it's going to be eaten up by themselves, but the birds and the animals will eat the flesh of the enemies of Klal Yisrael, and at that point in time, everyone will know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. So basically, the theme of these last couple of psukim is we're describing Kibbutz Golios, we're describing the coming of Mashiach, and although it seems that it's impossible, as the pasuk here says, is it possible that we can retrieve from the Gibor, the Malkoyach, his spoils? Can we take it back? Can the Mikdash be rebuilt? Can Klai Yisrael return to Eretz Yisrael? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, it will happen. I will retrieve from Esav, Harasha, from Edom, what they have done, and I will cause them to eat themselves up in the process. And at that point in time, everyone will know that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we're going to stop short today. I didn't prepare, as you can tell. Okay. Yeah, now let's do Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
The word Mahar
Sayyid. Yeah. What?
Mahar
Sayyid
in Pasuk Yud
Zayyid. Yeah, what means a harasa means to demolish.
So, very interesting. The word before that is Bornayah. So,
a building which is demolished.
No, but what I'm saying is to translate it as Bonayah.
Hey, wait, let me just see which I parent the mem task, which passes then?
The mem test destroying is your buildings. I'll take her Bornayah.
Miharu Bornayah, your children. Mihar, and we learned that means Miharu Bornayah means that it's all your fault. You are the ones who are quick to forget. This goes back, these two words, Mir Bonach goes back on the previous psuk. The previous psuk, like the Shabbat, says, Chai Shol, that don't dare complain that I have forgotten you. I did not forget you. You are the ones that were quick. Bonoich, your children, the children of Tzion, are the ones that have forgotten you.
I wanted to translate Bonach.
Your builders.
Because you have destruction in opposition okay. to the destruction.
Okay, it's a drush. I hear what you're saying. You're saying you want to say that since the next words are mehar sayach umachrivayach, these are buildings that have been demolished. So the word before is the builders. Al tikri bonayach ela bonoyach. Very nice. It's a very nice drush. It's very nice. Very nice. Okay. In the Shnibur, I did. Sometimes it's very rough. I'm sorry. But, okay, we're up to, let me tell you the exact page. We are up to Simen Shemet Sadi Gimel. Okay, we're up to page 520.